Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah again talks about who's able to bring a get. So even the types of women who we do not believe to say that someone's husband died, meaning generally speaking, an Erechel is believed to say that someone died, and because it's Takanas Agunos to allow a woman to get remarried, but there's a Mishnah, Maseches Yevamos, that tells us that there are certain people that we do not trust will be telling the truth in those situations. People who have naturally contentious relationships with the woman that they are being matir, so we're choshesh that maybe they're telling a lie. So even those relationships, the co-wife, the mother-in-law, right, those types of relationships, the brother's wife, ne'emanus l'havias gita, they're still ne'emanus to bring the get from chutzlar, it's Teretz Yisrael, from Medina Siam, Teretz Yisrael, and to report b'fanei nichtav, Ubefane Nechtam. Chamosa, who are these women? Chamosa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, mother-in-law's daughter, Sarasa, the co-wife, Vivemta, the brother-in-law's wife, Ubas Baila, the stepdaughter, the husband's daughter. So all of them are presumed to have very bad relationships with the wife, so we wouldn't believe them to say that the husband died, because we think they're just trying to ruin this woman's life. But nevertheless, they're allowed to say Bifanei Nechtav, Ubifanei Nechtam. So why is it that we believe them to bring the get? Because Ma Bein Get Lemisa. What's the difference between them lying about the husband's death and them reporting about the get itself? The Mishnah says very simple, Shaksav Mochiach. They actually have a written document in hand to show us that backs up their story. So they say that they were that the husband is sending a get, but they actually have something as opposed to it just being their words. So when talking about the husband's death, there's no physical object that backs up their story, and therefore we cannot believe them. Hisha Atzma Mvias Gita. A woman could bring her own get. But she also has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Meaning, obviously, a woman can receive a get. Over here, we're talking about a woman is a shliach of her husband to bring the get from Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael and to execute the get in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, this is talking about a husband who has a particular akpada that the divorce happen in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe there's a particularly reputable Beis Din that he wants it to happen in, but if he really just wanted to get divorced in Medina Siam, and he was giving his wife the get anyway, he could have done it there, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he gave it to his wife in Medina Siam, but did not execute the get in Medina Siam, wants it to be executed in Eretz Yisrael. Now we move on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So we discuss Kol Get Shenichtav Shelo L'Shamisha Pasul. Any get that's not written for the sake of the woman who is getting divorced, who is being divorced, is going to be a Pasul get. Kate's had. What do we mean by this? Ketzel always means, like, for example, Haya over b'shuk v'shama kol sofrim makrin. A guy was walking through the market and he heard sofrim that were saying the words of a get to the Talmidim in order to teach them how to write a get. So because it's a whole malacha to teach how to write a get, so they were saying, oh, ish ploni megarish is plonis malkum ploni. So they were making up names, and they were saying, oh, Reuven divorces his wife Sarah, and they're from such and such a place, and the guy's passing through the market, and he's like, oh my gosh, this must be a simon, because my name is Reuven, my wife's name is Sarah, I'm from such and such a place. Va'amar, Zeshmi, Zeshemishti, this is my name, this is my wife's name, so I might as well get a discount on a get right now, because apparently they're preparing such a get with my name, my wife's name. Pasul l'garish, but we cannot use that get, because it wasn't written, l'shem that Isha. They weren't writing it l'shem gerushin at all. They were just writing it as a practice. Yes, or mikain, even more a bigger chiddush than that. Kasuv of the garish b'osishto. If a man writes a get to divorce his wife with v'nimlach, and then he changes his mind and decides he does not want to divorce his wife, and then mitzo'u ben yirov amarlo, he finds another guy in his town who has the same name as him, and he says to him, oh, shmi kishimcha v'shem ishti kishem ishtacha. Hey, I noticed you just got in a fight with your wife. Any interest in divorce your wife? Because I happen to have the same name as you. My wife happens to have the same name as your wife. Me and my wife made up. So she got a big Yerusha or something. I decided it's not worth leaving. So now what? So I can't use my get, so I'll give it to you. So Pasul L'Garishbo. The other fellow is not allowed to use that get, because even though that get was written L'Shem Gerushin, but it wasn't written L'Shem the Gerushin of this couple, and therefore it's not going to be a get that's considered to be lishma. So that's the second level chiddush. Yasser mikain, a third level chiddush. Same guy married to two different women who both have the same name. So he's like, okay, this is just getting too confusing for me. I got to drop one of them. So kasev legarish bosa gedola. So he writes a get to divorce the older of the two. So lo yigarish bosa katana. He cannot later change his mind and say, you know what? I'm going to divorce the younger of the two, because even though this get was written l'shem this guy's marriage, but it wasn't written l'shem the marriage to this particular woman. Yasser mikain, an even bigger chiddush. Amar lo lavlar, if a man who has two wives that both have the same name says to the sofer, ksov le'izo she'er tzagarish, write a get and leave the das open ended as far as which of my wives I'm going to be megarish. Let me, we'll have a chopped competition tonight. We'll see which one cooks me a better dinner, and I'll be megarish the other one. So pasul le'garish bo, the get is pasul to be megarish either of his wives with, because even though it was written for the shame gerushin, and it was written for this guy to get divorced, and it was written with the possibility that it be one wife or the other, since it wasn't earmarked for a particular wife, it's considered to be not lishma, and therefore is an invalid get. So let's review what we learned today. So in Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin, we said that even women who are not believed to say that the husband died, like the mother-in-law, the daughter of the mother-in-law, the co-wife, the Yavama, and the stepdaughter, are believed to say b'farinechtam when they bring a get, and the reason they're believed is because they have an actual get that backs up their story. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we said that any get that's not written l'shem that isha is going to be pasul, and we had four levels of chiddush. One is a get that was not written l'shem gerushin at all, it was just written for practice. That's going to be pasul. Second is a get that was written l'shem gerushin, but it was written for one couple that cannot be transferred to use for a different couple who happen to have the same names. Third chiddush is that if it was written for this guy to divorce one of his wives, he can't use it to divorce another one of his wives. And then the final level of chiddush, if it was written for this guy to divorce whichever one of his wives, meaning without saying one to the exclusion of the other, but to decide later whichever one, we do not apply breira and say, oh, it must have been l'shma for that woman. The get is not considered to be lishma and is going to be pasul. Okay, Bezhim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Perek Gimel rather, Mishnah Beis.